Hi guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. It is the first days of April that I'm recording this. It is the 4th of April, and I'm beginning a new overall topic, that is the topic, the future of words. So we're looking at languages, books, spoken words, so podcasts, future of newspaper, and so on. And today we're beginning with the future of languages. And as some of you already might think, we're looking at the internet, and if the internet is able to cause new languages or erase established languages, or whatever effects the internet has on our language landscape. So I'm wishing you very great fun listening to the episode now, and yeah, let's start. So somehow this will be a shorter episode. I think I'm just looking with you at four main effects that internet has on our languages. So we just look at effects that we can already see in these days, actually. So this is nothing very forecasting, something like that. It's rather looking on change, but based on what already has happened. So let's begin with the first main trend that we can see in our languages. We've added thousands of words of new vocabulary. Okay, so the internet, this is clear, because every time we see a shift in our environment, we humans need some mean in order to describe it. So we need new words if there is something in our environment that we haven't known before. And things like social media, online platforms, Google, etc. This is so young in human history, and it has never existed before. So we need new words in order to be able to talk about it. So this is somehow clear. So, but what is quite funny is that we also get in the spirit, in the spirit behind social media, behind the internet. So we adopt a certain way of speaking, or more exactly a certain way of writing, and this is for sure the overextended use of acronyms. So acronyms are dominating, and abbreviations are dominating the text messages of every one of us. So this is, for example, something like TYL. This could mean text you later, or thank you, Lord. So depending on the context, this is always important. This is also something that began somehow very in already in the early days of the internet. So we can already see a certain evolvement here. So many acronyms have already been abandoned. Some are still alive. So ASAP, as soon as possible, for example, is something that not only found its way in the English language, but also in other languages actually. So in Germany, if I'm riding with my German guys, and I need something very well in the near future, we are all also running ASAP. So this is something quite revolutionary. So we already did a kind of sorting out, a kind of selecting what acronyms actually we want to see on the internet. Also, we have added new words actually to the English language. For example, on fleek. So this is nothing that has existed before, or hashtag, or selfie, or I can't even, something like that. So this is, quite interesting that a language that has to develop itself over such a long period of time can be changed profoundly by a couple of years, actually, or by a couple of events. So this is the first, driving trend of languages that comes from the internet. Let's come to the second driving force that drives the change in our languages, and it's that we actually get to grips with dialects we otherwise wouldn't have encountered. So of course every language has varieties of dialects, so not only English language but quite every language. And 100 years ago, if you were speaking any dialect, you would know how to speak that, and maybe how to speak the standard English, for example, and your dialect and nothing else. But the internet actually gives the possibility to all of us just to encounter dialects from all over the world. So this is a somehow an advantage, because you just get to know so many different dialects, and with dialects you get to know so many different cultures, so many different like values people have. And with language also always expresses like the mentality, like the somehow characteristics that people have speaking that dialect. So it enriches your like knowledge of what the world is like, what people from all over the world are all like. And another dialect that some might encounter online is African American Vernacular English. So this is abbreviated to AA VE. So a lot of buzzwords of the recent years actually come from that language. It's a, as it already says, African-American dialect. And actually there, I haven't known that. So I was just really surprised by how many words that we use in memes, in everyday language on the internet, come from the African-American dialect. So it's, for example, lit. So party is lit, or I don't know, my day was so lit, however. Second is bae, so you know, the boyfriend girlfriend thing. The third one is Vogue. The fourth one is on Fleek, and so on. So there are a squad, for example, or Slay, or Basic. So these are all like words that come from that kind of dialect, and that shows that also these regions have like very great impact in the internet thing, because they might not be, or people that speak in that language might not be all over the place in, I don't know, English speaking countries, maybe more in America, but well, I'm sure not in England, in Great Britain. Yeah, they also have access to the internet, so they can form the English internet language too. This is something that, like, I think this is great. I really think that is great. The third driving force is that we're creating brand new dialects for online communities. In that article, they are mentioning, for example, Tumblr. I have to admit, I'm not a Tumblr user, so I can't, I cannot speak of my own experiences here, but actually, they are mentioning an example here in the article. By the way, you can find the link to my research article as always in the show notes. And that example just was so weird to me, and I now understand why people say Tumblr has a own language. So the two sentences, it's not sentences, what is it? These are, I can't even, what is this life ruiner point, having all the feels, then just like a keyboard smash, AKDFHAKDHHKSS. What is air? So what the fuck is that? That's Tumblr language. So if this is the language future, I might have to take some classes, because I'm not speaking it yet. But we also see specific languages in other online communities, like take Twitter, any other online platforms, also Instagram, or for example with the hashtag Instagood. What is that? What does that mean? What does it say? But it kind of is in our vocabulary, in our Instagram vocabulary. Then the fourth point is we're learning new grammar rather than losing our ability to speak English. And I'd like to just mention a citation here, because they've written that like really good, really well here. The thing about writing these, so they are meaning like memes and all of that, so that they sound correct within the rules of the meme, is that it takes a reasonably advanced knowledge of English, spelling and grammar. Both are deliberately incorrect along different lines, and you can't be deliberately incorrect unless you already know what the correct formulation is. So actually our activities and in the internet require a basic knowledge of language. This is also what I have seen with a certain trend in the German region. We also had like a very weird kind of trend here. So we changed like the entire the entire grammar structures. This was like a trend set by I don't know who. So somehow someone just found that site on the internet, changed or introduced that rules, and it was like a new language. We had conjugations for nearly every single verb, and you need to know the rules if you want to do it wrong. You know what I mean? So it's not that people cannot talk anymore and that they do not understand the basic grammar structures of a language. No, it's rather the opposite. It's they understand it, and because they understand it, they can change it. So this is something that people forget, in my opinion, too often, and then say, the like youth of today, they cannot speak anymore, they are not able to, I don't know, talk to each other in a proper way because they are so like influenced by the internet stuff and by the internet abbreviations and new languages and blah. So this is bullshit, because you need to know the rules of a language in order to change them. So keep that in mind if you are like judging over younger generations using weird language. So thank you very much for listening. That was the four driving forces of change that we see in our languages that are caused by the internet. So if you want to support me, I'd like you to visit my Facebook page, Escaper, and you'll also find me on Instagram. I'm called the Lias Capizas, Capizza without the how do you say in English? Vocals? I think you know what I mean. So, okay. I wish you a very great day now, and we will hear each other next time.